This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A surge in coronavirus cases caused by the Omicron variant may have peaked in some parts of Europe, but medics say the impact will continue to be felt across the region, with hospitals still at risk of facing a rush of admissions. Health experts and politicians warn against complacency, saying it's not clear yet whether their data reflects the full impact of the Christmas and New Year holidays, when families gathered for long periods indoors and the risk of intergenerational spread of the virus may be greater. Although vaccination and the lesser severity of the Omicron variant means hospitalizations are lower than in previous waves of COVID-19 infections, Europe still accounts for about half of global cases and deaths, but there are growing signs that the surge of infections is leveling off or even falling in some areas. The trend echoes the Omicron wave in Africa, which the World Health Organization's Africa office said appeared to be plateauing, making it the shortest surge in cases to date. Tennis star Novak Djokovic faces deportation again after the Australian government revoked his visa for a second time on Friday. The country's immigration minister says he used his discretion to revoke the 34-year-old Serb's visa on public interest grounds 3 days before the Australian Open begins. A court hearing Friday night heard Djokovic would not be detained or deported overnight, but would have to attend a meeting with his lawyers and immigration officials in Melbourne on Saturday morning. Prime Minister Scott Morrison welcomed Djokovic pending deportation. His lawyer told a federal judge at the hearing he hopes an appeal will be heard on Sunday and wishes to have his visa returned to him in time to play on Monday. This is VOA News. Tunisian police used water cannons to disperse hundreds of protesters trying to reach central Tunis on Friday to demonstrate against the president in defiance of COVID-19 restrictions. A heavy police presence prevented the protesters gathering in the main street in central Tunis that is the traditional focal point of demonstrations, including during the 2011 revolution that brought democracy. Opposition parties are protesting against President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament, assumption of executive power, and moves to rewrite the constitution, which they call a coup. Friday's protest goes against a ban on all indoor or outdoor gatherings the government announced on Tuesday to stop a COVID-19 wave. Activists accused the government of introducing the ban and resuming its night curfew for political rather than health reasons as a way of preventing protests. Demonstrations called by the ruling military in Mali against stringent regional sanctions were expected to kick off on Friday amid growing international pressure over delayed elections. Leaders from the West African ECOWAS bloc agreed to sanction Mali last week, imposing a trade embargo and shutting borders in a decision later backed by France, the United States, and the European Union. The move followed a proposal by Mali's junta to stay in power for up to 5 years before staging elections, despite international demands that it respect the promise to hold the vote in February of this year. The junta cast the sanctions as extreme and inhumane and called for demonstrations. Strongman Colonel Assimi Gota, who first took power in a coup in August 2020, has also urged Malians to, quote, defend our homeland. Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to, quote, be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's border, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces deploying in a drill. The developments unfolded hours after talks wrapped up with no breakthrough between Russia and Western states, which fear Moscow could launch a new attack on the country it invaded in 2014. Russia denies plans to attack Ukraine, but says it could take unspecified military action unless demands are met, including a promise by the NATO alliance never to admit Kiev. Ukrainian officials are investigating the huge cyber attack, which said it hit around 70 internet sites of government bodies, including the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. They avoided directly accusing Moscow, though they made clear Russia was suspected. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.